This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ruthsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Lashing out at the Election Commission over its decision to bar her from campaigning for 24 hours, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said she would stage a dharna in the city on Tuesday to protest against the poll panel's unconstitutional decision. Taking to Twitter, she wrote, "To protest against the undemocratic and unconstitutional decision of the Election Commission of India, I will sit on dharna tomorrow at Gandhi Murthy, Kolkata, from 12 noon. The poll panel's order came after Banerjee's remarks against central forces and a statement which had alleged religious overtones. Commission hereby condemns such statements potent with serious law and order problems across the state and sternly warns Mamata Banerjee and advises her to desist from using such statements while making public utterances during the period when model code of conduct is in force," the commission said in its order. Assembly polls in West Bengal began on March 27 and the remaining four of the eight phases of elections will be held between April 17 and April 29. The Delhi High Court on Monday granted time to Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi, her son Rahul and others accused in the National Herald case to file replies on a plea by BJP MP Subramanian Swamy seeking to lead evidence before the trial court. Justice Suresh Kumar Kait listed the matter for further hearing on May 18. Senior advocates R.S. Cheema and Tarannum Cheema, representing the Congress leaders, told the court that they could not file replies as their office was closed due to the pandemic and sought more time. The High Court had on February 22 issued notices and sought responses of the Gandhis, AICC General Secretary Oscar Fernandez, Suman Dubey, Sam Pitroda and Young Indian on Swamy's plea and had stayed the trial court proceedings in the case till then. Swamy has moved the High Court against a trial court order of February 11, declining his plea to lead evidence to prosecute the Gandhis and the other accused in the case. The trial court had said that Swamy's application under Section 244 of the Criminal Procedure Code to lead evidence would be considered after his examination in the case was over. Swamy has sought summoning of certain witnesses, including the Secretary General, Registry Officer of the Supreme Court, a Deputy Land and Development Officer, and a Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax, and also directions to them to prove certain documents which are part of the case. In a private criminal complaint in the trial court, the BJP leader had accused the Gandhis and others of conspiring to cheat and misappropriate funds by paying only rupees 50 lakh, through which Young Indian Private Limited obtained the right to recover rupees 90.25 crore that Associate Journals Limited, owner of National Herald, owed to the Congress. All the seven accused, the Gandhis, AICC Treasurer Motilal Vora, AICC General Secretary Oscar Fernandez, Suman Dubey, Sam Pitroda, and YI, had denied the allegations. Proceedings against Vora abated subsequent to his death, while the others were summoned by the trial court in 2014 for the alleged offences of misappropriation of property, criminal breach of trust and cheating, read with criminal conspiracy of the Indian Penal Code. At least 14 lawmakers are among over 2,200 people from Myanmar who have taken refuge in Mizoram after fleeing their country to avoid detention following the military takeover in February, a police official said on Monday. The police official said that the 14 members of Myanmar Parliament are from Chin State and Sagaing region and they belonged to the National League for Democracy Party that had won the November 2020 election. He said that at least 2,223 Myanmaris have sneaked into Mizoram and are currently taking shelter in different parts of the state. Of the 2,223 people, 80% are police personnel, while the rest, 20%, are other government servants like teachers, firemen and bureaucrats, he said. He said that a majority of the refugees are being provided food by the local NGOs, while some are sheltered by villagers. He said that Champhai district housed the highest number of Myanmar nationals at 558, followed by Siaha district, which housed 414 of them. According to the official, the Myanmar nationals are currently taking refuge in 9 districts, including the state capital, Aizawl. There are 310 Myanmar natives in the state capital, Aizawl, he said. 6 Mizoram districts, Champhai, Siaha, Longthlai, Serchip, Nanthial, and Saithwal, share a 510-kilometer-long international border with Myanmar. Meanwhile, Northeast Students Organization, an umbrella body of various student organizations in the Northeast, has urged the NDA government, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, to stop bloodshed and loss of lives in the trouble-torn Myanmar, a statement by the student body said. The meeting of the organization, held via video conference on Monday, urged the center to prevail in its capacity to the Myanmar military junta in order to stop bloodshed and loss of lives in the neighboring country, the statement said. It also urged the center to seek immediate restoration of democracy in the coup-hit country. The NESO urged the Modi government to properly address the plights of the Myanmar nationals who have taken refuge in Mizoram, Nagaland, Manipur, and Arunachal Pradesh to escape possible persecution with the consent of respective state governments. It said that the ethnic groups from Sagaing region and Chin state of Myanmar share the same culture, ethnicity, and history with the indigenous communities of the 4 northeastern states, which share international boundaries with the neighboring country. The student organization further urged the center to provide necessary temporary support to the Myanmar nationals till they are sent back to their country as the situation improved. Sanju Samson's sensational 100 on his captaincy debut went in vain as young pacer Arshdeep Singh held his nerve in the final over to help Punjab Kings pull off a thrilling 4-run win over Rajasthan Royals in a high-scoring IPL game on Monday. KL Rahul, 91 of 50, and Deepak Hooda, 64 of 28, powered Punjab Kings to an imposing 221 for 6 after being put into bat on a batting beauty. Samson almost took the Royals home with a breathtaking 119 of 63 balls, but was caught off the game's final ball with left-arm pacer Arshdeep defending 13 runs in the last over. Samson, who effortlessly struck 7 sixes and 12 fours, was so confident of taking his team home that he refused a single to Chris Morris on the penultimate ball of the game when Royals needed 5 runs off 2 balls. In the end, it was not to be for the Royals as Punjab scraped through, chasing 222 Rajasthan lost opener Ben Stokes for 0 early on. Arshdeep then removed Manan Vora for 12 as he lobbed a regulation return catch, leaving the Royals in trouble at 25 for 2. Samson and Joss Butler, who scored 25, who struck 4 successive boundaries off Riley Meredith, tried to take the game deep with a 45-run stand. Pacer Jai Richardson pegged Rajasthan back by cleaning up Butler. Samson, who was dropped twice, completed his 50 with a boundary and kept playing his shots to keep his team in the game, despite losing partners at the other end. The Royals fetched 26 runs from the 14th and 15th over, and then Murugan Ashwin conceded 3 sixes in the 16th over, as the Royals amassed 20 runs to bring down the equation to 48 runs from the last 4. Samson hammered Richardson for 2 boundaries and a 6 in the 18th over, in which the Royals got 19 runs and took his team on the cusp of a fine win before falling short. Despite the win, Punjab will be worried that their expensive fast bowling recruits from Australia, Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith, leaked 55 and 49 runs respectively in their 4 overs. Earlier, Rahul smashed 7 fours and 5 sixes, while Hooda, playing his first game since the last IPL, plundered 6 maximums and 4 boundaries to fire Punjab past 200. They lost opener Mayank Agarwal for 14 early on, who edged it back to Samson for IPL debutant Chetan Sakaria's first wicket. He ended being the pick of the bowlers, conceding only 5 runs in the 20th over. Rahul, who got his first 4 with a glance to to the fine leg fence, and Chris Gayle, 40 of 28, gave the team a good start with their 67-run stand. Rahul got a life after Ben Stokes dropped him at the fence in the 7th over, even as Gayle looked in his elements. The duo then took on Stokes as Gayle hit his 350th IPL 6, a pull over deep square, in the 8th over, with Punjab racing to 70 for 1. Gayle was dropped by leggy Rahul Tevatiya, who got 0 for 25 off his own bowling, and the very next ball the left-hander smashed a 6. However, in the 10th over, Riyan Parag, who got 1 for 7, removed Gayle, who was holed out to Stokes in the deep. Rahul then changed gears and got to his 50, with a 6 over Shivam Dubey's head in the 13th over. Huda then smashed 2 maximums in the same over, and then struck 3 sixes off Shreyas Gopal, who got 0 for 40, in the next as Punjab went ballistic. It was Rahul and Huda's show at the Wankhede that made the difference to their total as the duo tore into the opposition attack on the way to their 105-run stand. Courtesy their monstrous hitting, Punjab added 111 runs in the final 8 overs. Huda, who had made a 62 against CSK in his last competitive game in November, had stormed out of the Baroda camp ahead of the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy after claiming that Krunal Pandya misbehaved with him. Huda was subsequently suspended. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.